Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlick.
I'd like you to meet Chad Puckett. He is the director of Show Me Christian Youth Home. Every time Chad comes, we hear more stories about how God uses this youth home to change lives forever. Chad, welcome to Encounter.
Thank you, Judy. Always good to be here with you.
It is always good to be with you. And you've got some new things that are happening at the Show Me Christian Youth Home that I know our listeners will be excited about hearing. And you never know how God can use this interview to change another life. So tell me what's going on with Show Me Christian Youth Homes. Maybe you could give a little summary about what you do there.
Absolutely. Well, Show Me Christian Youth Home is compelled by Christ to rescue and restore young lives. And we do that because we believe every child deserves a home and a family, an opportunity for a better future, as well as an excellent eternity. So that's the model we follow. We believe that the foundation of all we do starts in the home. So we have homes for these children that come to us from all types of vulnerable circumstances. And we put them in one of our homes with a mom and a dad and 6 to 8 siblings. And that's the starting of the foundation, the stability that we provide from there.
6 to 8 siblings.
Yes.
That's a lot, but that's great because they got a lot of playmates, don't they?
They really do. And, you know, we learn a lot just in that structure of family. We learn how to get along with one another. We learn we have responsibilities, we have obligations, and we have opportunities to share our lives with each other. And so that's actually a wonderful part of what we do. Our kids get to learn those skills through family and friends.
Family and friends. How many homes do you have?
We have 7 homes at our Lamont campus, and then we have 3 homes at our Barnett campus, which is near Lake of the Ozarks.
So these are both in Missouri.
Correct.
So yes, maybe you can give people an idea where Lamont, Missouri is.
It's on the other side of the state. We're actually about a little over an hour southeast of Kansas City, down 50 Highway near Whiteman Air Force Base. That's where our campus started almost 60 years ago.
60 years ago. Wow, I bet that's an amazing story. Who was the founder?
It was a group of churches that got together, realizing the need in the community, and started praying for what they foresaw would be a youth home for children. And they got a local farmer to donate the first 28 acres to start this campus. That was back in 1967. There were about 10 different executive directors of the program the first 10 years of the ministry, just couldn't find the stability that they needed until my predecessors, Gail and Karen Culler, came along in 1977, and they led the ministry until I took over in 2011.
Wow. Great ministry. So how many children do you have now?
We just have about 40 children right now. Mm-hmm. We have 2 empty homes currently that first of the year, we're just weeks away. We'll have new house parents in those homes, and then we will be adding children
into
those families.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, we are excited about that.
So that's 6 to 8 more children in each of those new homes.
Yes, ma'am.
How amazing. Yes. Chad Puckett is my guest, and he is the director of Show Me Youth Homes. So, Chad, what all do the kids do? Do they go to school there? How does that all work?
Yeah, that's one of our support systems that we've built in. Our kids have the opportunity to attend a private Christian school on our campus. Most of our kids do. We still have some children that may be better served, we determine, in the public school locally. Mm-hmm. But most of them take advantage of our unique Christian school program.
Wow. Show Me Christian Youth Home. 7 homes in one place, 3 in another. So, Chad, where do all your children come from? And what if someone has a child that they just really need some insight on how to work with them?
Sure. So our kids come from all over the place, all different circumstances as well. All of our children are privately placed. So parents have the ability to, parents or guardians, I would say, have the ability to place a child with us without losing custody. We take care of them for as long as they need to be taken care of. Our kids come from a lot of different circumstances, but the basic criteria for accepting a child at Show Me is that they have to be safe to themselves and others. So we are not equipped to take high-risk kids that may end up hurting another child that's in our placement. We want to protect all of the children that come to us. So those are the type of children that we place, kids that just need a good, solid foundation, a good home, a new opportunity at life to face a good future. So that's really where our niche is.
The website is showmehelpingkids.com. Chad Puckett is my guest. So, Chad, what is a day in the life of the children that live in your homes?
So, Judy, again, because a foundation of what we do is family-like, we want to surround our kids with those opportunities that come uniquely with a family situation. So they'll wake up, have breakfast together, head off to school if it's a school day. After school, they come home, have study time, may have some chores within there. They help prepare dinner or help clean up afterwards. It is very important for all of our families to have dinner together, to sit down around a table. There's some great opportunities right there. And then if they have more homework, some chores to do, some tasks, free time hanging out, some of our older kids get jobs in the community, and then they settle into bed. Honestly, we try to make it as normal family-like as possible.
Mm-hmm. So what age children do you take?
We have all age children. Right now, our youngest just turned 5, the youngest placed child with us. And then we keep them, and this is what I've talked about before, is our Path to Purpose program. So our kids don't age out of the program when they turn 18. So some of our kids remain with us until they graduate and have a good plan for their future. And we are committed to helping them prepare for that time as well as cross that bridge into a healthy adulthood.
Wow. So you follow up with them. Do you keep in touch if they get married and all that?
Absolutely. We've had so many house parents that have been involved with our kids' weddings and have walked them down the aisles. And
really?
Oh, yes.
How cool is that? Now, have any of the children left, gotten married, and become house parents?
Well, we have had that in the past. I don't have any currently, but we have had a few in the past that have done just that. Come back to contribute in a significant way that changed their own lives.
So what qualifications do you look for in house parents in case some of our listeners might be interested?
Absolutely. It is a fantastic job. My wife and I were house parents for the first 10 years of our ministry at Show Me and were able to raise 42 kids. And I'd like to brag about that. Not at the same time. It concerns people to be
plus
clear.
Your own kids.
That's right. Yeah, we have 4 biological kids that the Lord had provided for us. So house parents, the first and the most important thing is they have to be committed to Christ. That is our mission, and that's where we want to stay focused. And that gives them the strength to endure some of those tough days. So that is the number one thing that we look for. Other skills, many skills can be taught. Most of our house parents come from parented their own kids or have even fostered kids before and are looking for a different opportunity to have a support system that they couldn't find necessarily in the children's division.
How about helping single moms with children? How do you do that? Or do you do that?
Absolutely. We just about a year ago launched our family care ministry. So we have a heart for the fatherless when it comes down to it. We converted 2 of our homes for use for family care. So we have a family life coach that helps mom build the skills that she needs. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's just to hit pause, to reevaluate her future, to get resettled into a better trajectory for her future and her family's future. And I have to say, we had our first mom come and go already, Judy. Grace joined us. She's a subject of our last newsletter article. But Grace joined us just over a year ago with her 2 littles. And worked the program, took advantage of the opportunities, got back on her feet, and last summer launched onto her own little house a few miles actually from campus. We see her every day, pretty much. Actually, yesterday she popped in just to say hi, and her daughter, who turned 5 yesterday, And so her sweet daughter burst in the door and yelled, "I'm 5 years old today." And of course, everybody in the office got up and cheered. Just an endearing moment that we've invested in her life, her mom's life, and her mom is finding much stability living on her own at this point.
That is wonderful. What are some of the foster care statistics in Missouri?
So the foster care system today, they are 1,500 homes short of meeting the needs for the foster children that are needing placement. And that is very sad. There are many, many more children in need than there are placements for them.
Where do you get most of your kids from? You said private pay, but do you get any from state placement?
We do not currently, and that is something that we are looking to change. When I first started at Show Me Christian Youth Home 28 years ago, half or more of our kids were placed with us by the state. We are not licensed by the state. Missouri has a unique option that only a few states still have, and that's a religious exemption to operate as we do. We do not want to be licensed by the state, and therefore, sometime around 2008, they stopped placing children with us because we don't have a license. So I'm looking to reverse that. I'm looking to be able to help in the foster care crisis that's going on. When I see a crisis, I believe we need to have all hands on deck. And there are ministries, Show Me is one. There are other ministries in the state. We have formed together an organization called the Missouri Association of Christian Child Care Agencies. And the purpose of our organization is to make sure that we have a standards set. We inspect one another. We have accountability. We are looking for best practices. We don't believe that we should operate in isolation. However, we want to have an alternative to a state license process that gives us some credibility outside of the state license.
Show Me Christian Youth Home, Chad Puckett, the director, is with me today at the studio. Hey, Chad, let's go to a break. We'll be right back, and I want you to tell some stories. I want you to tell more about MACA, but I want you to tell some stories about how God showed up at Christmas time in some of these people's lives. We'll be right back. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. This is Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich talking with Chad Puckett, the director of Show Me Christian Youth Home. Chad, MACA, tell us more.
So again, what MACA is trying to do is we're establishing a credible organization within the state for ministries that operate in a religious exemption capacity. And we've actually advanced some legislation. Last year, we got our bill through the House Committee and the Senate Committee, and we're making momentum, making some great friends in Jefferson City as well. And our goal is, although it's not state law that the Children's Division cannot place kids in unlicensed facilities, it's a policy that they follow. Mm. So we are looking to put into law an option where if a ministry is accredited through MACA, then they can be an option for the state to place kids. And we are doing this free of charge, Judy. We don't want any state or federal funding. And I like to tell people there's a lot of reasons to be independent of state or federal funding. Everything we do is by donation. But the number one reason, honestly, is it gives us a testimony. I get to tell the kids and I get to tell the world what God does through God's people. And that's really the heart of what we want to accomplish, as well as the other ministries in MACA. We're willing to offer placement options for children that are in need without charging the state anything at all.
If there are other agencies that are interested in MACA, how do they find out more detail?
Absolutely. MACA has a website. They can contact me at showmehelpingkids.org or our MACCA website is maccagencies.com. MACCAagencies.com.
MACCAagencies.com, and that's maccagencies.com. Chad, has anything changed since President Trump has gotten into office concerning children in foster care or adoption?
So I am impressed. I'm encouraged with some of the things that President Trump has put forward as executive orders. We, I think, need to go beyond that and put them into statute so that the next administration does not just reverse those on a whim, whatever their philosophies might be. So he has definitely encouraged things and to look at faith-based opportunities for or alternatives for a variety of helping professions. There's definitely an element to our faith-based options to help people that truly makes the difference. And I'm encouraged to see that.
Awesome. Chad, now the great news. What's happening new at Show Me Christian Youth Home?
Well, we are very excited. Not even a year ago, we broke ground for our new school, adding to our current facilities. And so this just happened last March. We broke ground and we are just weeks away from moving in to our new facilities, all complete. Beautiful new facilities, enhanced capabilities to help our kids. And that's super encouraging to us. And I have to say, I think the neatest thing about it is, again, it's a testimony thing. We operate debt-free, the ministry has. And so we waited until God's timing and provisions in order to complete this facility. And so before we even broke ground, we had all the funds gathered the Lord provided before we even broke ground. So we are moving forward completely debt-free and paying for it as we go.
Again, if someone might be interested in either volunteering, getting involved, donating, or maybe someone is really looking for help for their children and they need your services, how do they reach you?
Absolutely. The best way is all that information is on our website. ShowMeHelpingKids.com.
ShowMeHelpingKids.com. Now for the best part of this show, stories of success that happened around Christmas time.
Oh my goodness. There are many, many stories, Judy, and I am trying to consolidate a few of them. I, not too long ago, got a call from the wife of one of our children my wife and I raised named Jesse. He got married and his wife called to get my pumpkin pancake recipe because it was a tradition in our household. The whole time we were house parents, we had pumpkin pancakes on Christmas morning. And his wife said that Jesse just can't stop talking about those pumpkin pancakes. So she wanted the recipe because he insisted that they start that same tradition in their household. So just a little thing, but I feel like, you know, one of the influences we have is changing the course of generations. So to see our young people now stabilized, families of their own, spouses, kids, and starting traditions, I think there is something so valuable about starting family traditions and maintaining family traditions. So I am happy to pass that along. Another tradition that we have, and Nancy called me a couple years ago to tell me that she's doing this at her house too. So early on in our house parenting career, we had this wonderful nativity set, just pristine white pieces of the whole nativity set. And we always set it up in our living room area. Well, one morning I woke up and there was an extra character in our nativity scene. It was a plastic horse, three-legged plastic horse. It was tacky and it did not belong. And my first impulse, I have to admit, was I was not happy with that. And I knew exactly which child did it. His name was Josh. So as I was calming myself down to question Josh, the Lord spoke to me. He said, if that horse does not belong in my nativity set, you don't either. And I take that to heart. And from that point on, we've always had that tacky horse, three-legged horse, as a part of our nativity scene. And I like to explain why. So Nancy called. And she wanted to let me know that she found a horse and broke the leg off of it so that she could have a tacky three-legged horse with her nativity set too. And I thought, well, that's a neat tradition to pass on for sure. I can go on and on. There's kids receiving gifts from our sponsors. Just last Saturday, we have a church in Blue Springs. They've done a Christmas party for our kids, and the adults in the church sponsor, or the family sometimes sponsor our children, have a nice meal together and then present gifts to our kids. And one of the kids, Alan, this was his first Christmas with us, and he could not stop thanking his sponsors. Later, he got a little quiet. I saw him over in the corner, and so I went over to just make sure everything was okay. He was a little weepy, and he said, "I can't believe they gave me this gift." And he showed me what it was, and I said, "Sure, sure." He said, and then he almost whispered it in my ear. He said, "They don't even know me." And I thought, that's the power of a Christian organization, of people getting involved in these kids' lives, presenting them a gift. And it's not on the same level as Santa giving what they deserve, right? What they've earned, but a true Christian spirit, the spirit of Christ that says, "I don't know you, but I love you. I choose to love you and I choose to share with you." And that was an overwhelming moment for Alan last Saturday night. We've seen that over the years. Our kids get many sponsors throughout the Christmas season, and they get to feel loved, especially by people who don't even know them. And it's really foreign to a lot of our kids. So the holidays, Judy, are a tough time for our kids. A lot of our children are looking at what should be. They're hearing the songs about family gathering, the traditions that go on, and they're seeing that's not the case in their own biological family. But again, back to all of the traditions we're able to help these kids form in their lives, they're starting something new and different. So it's sad, and we're replacing those old memories with some great new memories of our own, and all in the spirit of Christ and all through the holidays.
Chad, what do you say to the mom who's really struggling with her children? She might be a single mom. Dad might have left. What do you say to her at this time? And what do you say to those children and her family?
Let's say there is hope. God provides hope. The fact that he sent his son into the world that we know as Emmanuel, God with us, he is not far off. And because we live in such a wonderful country, there are Christians that are actively looking for opportunities to reach out to help you. Ask for help. Reach out to the ministries that are involved to provide that help, that service, the encouragement they need, the new start. There are ministries of all sorts out there. Their sole purpose is to make a difference in these people's lives and to do it in the name of Christ.
Chad Puckett's ministry is one of those. Chad is the director of Show Me Christian Youth Home. Two locations. God is doing amazing things. Maybe you need some help with your family and you're looking for somewhere where you can get some spiritual direction. Chad, how can people reach you?
Everything that we have, all of our resources are available on our website, showmehelpingkids.com.
And their statement is, compelled by Christ to rescue and restore young lives. Love it. How do you use animals in your therapy with these kids and moms?
Our animals. So our formal program is called Leadership U. So we utilize horses and dogs to help our kids develop leadership skills and even go beyond the therapeutic value that we find in those animals, to develop some skills that our kids can transfer into their real life and develop some leadership competencies.
Wow, that's cool. So what animals do you have?
We have about a dozen horses. We have quite a few dogs that are part of the official program. And of course, most of our families have a dog or a cat or both within their, in their household, but just as a family pet hanging around their homes. And our kids, it's so therapeutic for our kids just to sit and pet an animal. Those simple, simple things make a big difference in the lives to help them calm themselves, regulate themselves. Those animals are always there, always accepting, always loving, never judgmental, and they serve a great purpose in each of those lives.
Well, Chad, we got 1 minute left. What else would you like to say about your ministry?
Well, I will say again, Judy, our ministry is completely funded by donations from individuals. And from now until the end of the year, we have a unique opportunity called the Match and Gift Challenge. So all of the donations that come in through our website until the end of the year will be matched. So you'll be making twice the blessing for this ministry, and that will be a joy to us as well as to you.
And that website again?
ShowMeHelpingKids.com.
ShowMeHelpingKids.com. Hey, I'm Judy Redlick. Chad, thanks for joining us today. Thank you all for listening. Chad Puckett has been my guest, and he is the director of Show Me Christian Youth Home. We'll see you next week on another edition of Encounter. And may Jesus give you joy this Christmas season, knowing that there's hope in Jesus, and your life and the lives in your family can be changed because of that hope.
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlick, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlick.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlickspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlick's website, email her at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com.